on today's show. We've got part two for you. We're going to wrap up the wonderful story from last time. You know, the second date took place. I can't really kiss and tell, but I do have some good stuff for you guys. We have Matty Potts joining us as a surprise. Look at that from the Santa Monica newsroom. He couldn't stay away. You are on screen. He just flicked you all off. That was perfectly done. Thank you, Potts. We can't wait to get to you. But he has to give up the reins to Belly, and he's not happy about it. But Belly is extremely pumped. You have no idea what I'm talking about, but you will in a second. Strap it on! It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Time for the show. Brax is in stew. Belly is with me. Potts is ready to go. And you are drinking coffee in the social media lounge. Giddy up. So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Look at that G-Spot t-shirt I got behind me of the Christmas tree gravity bongs. It's fantastic. That's from Braxton Blue. What's up, my man?
Doing.
Glad to have you in stew doing things as per usual. He is the TV producer extraordinaire next to Belly, Matt LaBelle. What's up, Belly?
Feeling good, feeling great. Greg, always fun to be here, so.
Dude, boom. You did an awesome job last time without me here. I was very proud of all of you. I've got Matty Potts, my brother from another mother. What's up, dude? Ready?
Greetings and salutations. Nice to be back.
We're glad to have you, man. You don't realize. He was supposed to not be here today. We told you no more Fridays with Matty Potts. And he calls me. Belly gets all set up for what he's going to do in Potts' absence, which is, Belly, go ahead and show us.
Oh, I gotta fix that.
Oh, Potts, this is not a good start.
Not a good start.
Belly, what's going on? Where is it? Oh, no. That's why. You see, that's why. That's exactly Potts is ready. What I'm talking about. Potts, that is the last song you play today. Damn it, don't do any more sounds. Because of that reason, that's exactly what we just so you know what we're talking about pre-show. Potts handled
right out of the gate where it failed.
It's unbelievable. God, Potts goes in the beginning.
Right,
Potts is the sound. Listen. Potts is the sound guy. So Potts is the one usually. Kyle, go ahead, Potts. Give one more if you want. This is your last one.
I already closed. Yeah.
Good. You're out. Potts does sounds.
Yeah, I'm out.
However. I'm out. Potts isn't going to be able to do every show anymore, and we've gotten very used to his timing. Potts has an unbelievable, like, unrivaled timing with these sounds because it's really hard to do. I've tried to do it. I'm awful. I have the worst, like, kind of eye for, I guess, ear for these sounds, and they really add to the show if you do it right. But if he's not going to be here every show, we started thinking, well, we need our touchdowns. Belly, we need all kinds of stuff. What did you do last night?
I just put a soundboard together of a bunch of sound clips. I found the touchdown sound, the one we use.
How did you find it? Like,
I just searched touchdown and I listened to like 50 different touchdown sounds before
how
touchdown
happy were
calls.
You when you found it?
Before you're like, I found that one, no.
You could have just asked me what app I use.
I was going to ask you, but you know, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning when I was doing this.
I think he's also a little bit afraid of the fact of what was probably going to happen, which is as soon as we told Potts, Potts said, fuck no, I'm not going to stop doing sounds. And that's I said, funny. No, no, no. Right before the show started, 2 minutes before we just pressed play, I said, no, 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 guys, you got to decide who's going to do it. Because if you both are thinking that you're open for sounds, you're going to slam into each other every time. And within 3 seconds. That's exactly what just happened. So, Potts is reluctant, I would say, to give up his sounds.
He's probably going to be better at the timing than me.
No, no, no. He's sure. Better than everybody. That's it. He set the bar really high, and now you just have to practice getting to that bar.
Yeah, I got to change some settings on my phone.
Which is going to be interesting. So now,
yeah, leave your screen on. Like, you have to leave your screen on 24.
Potts, anything else? I mean, you are the end all be all here. So
it just has to be open, and over time he'll organize his like main page to have the ones that you need, like your go tos.
Yeah,
because he's got a couple funny ones. Belly, do you have any funny ones? What was the one you said? Because sometimes I go off about things, like for example the fifth dimension, and then I can see on like Potts' face in the camera, like his Potts is way, he's up way earlier at 6:30 in the morning to do this. Now I understand it. Whenever I see Potts do this, which is like complete yawn, I'm like, oh man, I think I'm losing you guys. And Belly said, whenever I say that, I'm going to play this.
If it loads.
No,
man.
The thing is, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
That or I'd play this.
So basically, I'm going to get ripped on just completely for the rest of the sounds. That's fine. I like these things. They make our funny bones tickle. Let's get to the show. Today, at some point, we want to talk about childhood games. Belly, that was your idea. That was a great one.
Mm-hmm. Because that movie Tag came out, and the guys who played Tag, a game of Tag for 30 years.
Like adult Tag.
It looks so stupid.
Yeah, I'm sure it's stupid, but it's probably funny as well.
Potts, we can start there. Did you ever play any of those types of games? You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, yeah, I played Tag, Duck, Duck, Goose.
No, you know, no. Like, let's go all here. What about Games in the Dark? Did you ever like, I remember the Dark game.
Marco Polo is kind of, I guess your eyes are closed.
But I want to get a little deeper. Let's
Were there games
this.
You like made up because of like the surroundings you had?
Like everybody had a basement that didn't have any windows that you could make completely pitch black. We definitely called it the Dark game, where one guy was it. He had to walk around, and actually we would give him a pillow and he would have to smack you with a pillow. So you got a guy walking around in the dark, just whipping the pillow around, trying to hit people, and you're trying to dodge him.
So yeah, we played a game similar to that. Ours was called Murder in the Dark.
So we're going to do that in the third segment. I'd like to do that in the third segment if we can. Or maybe even the second. That's possible.
It's coming.
But let's have the social media lounge and good morning. Welcome to the show. All of you, I want you to start thinking about childhood games you used to do. God, I'll never forget the game that was literally just called Concussion. We called it Concussion.
So far we have Murder and Concussion. This is off to a good start.
Yeah, we were good kids. So what's up, you guys? It's good to have you here. Social media lounge is active. What are we serving today, Belly?
Coffee. You said coffee. Not McDonald's coffee, though, because that's garbage coffee.
Okay, he said that yesterday, and I have to disagree. I feel like that's like the best coffee that you could get.
No.
What?
Oh,
what?
I love McDonald's coffee.
It's terrible. It's trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's mud water. It's toilet water.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's everything McDonald's is garbage.
Dude,
sorry.
McDonald's coffee is bomb.
I mean, that's like, I feel like, I hate when people say it's like crack, but I feel like it has crack in it because like one cup of it and I'm just lit. Whereas if I go to Starbucks,
McDonald's coffee's lit, man.
Hey, it's you stupid LA kids got me all talking differently now. I've been around you. You know what Potts says a lot is baby. I've noticed that. Hey, listen, it's LA, baby.
It is? Do I say that?
You say baby. And Potts, we also figured out, is a left sitter.
Yeah, I know. Like, Luch totally called me out on something I didn't realize. I forgot we did that. And I guess I sit on the left side of people, which I never realized.
Belly,
it's
if
so
you
weird.
Go to sit at a bar with a friend, do you prefer a side?
No.
You don't care. You're ambi side?
I'm ambi side.
I'm telling you, I would answer that question no as well until he pointed it out. I had no idea.
Well, it was funny because he literally, like, you could see there were two seats left. Like, we were at the end of the bar. So the seat on the left was the end of the bar, and then the seat on the right was the second to the end of the bar. And I noticed when we went to, this was the first bar we went to pregame, he immediately went for that end seat.
And I was like, what's weird is that seat was that I picked was the one seat that was next to someone else. And I would immediately think I would not want that seat. Like,
No. That's now you're talking about the second bar. That's what made me realize.
Yeah.
The first bar, you chose the very end. Belly, you've got a question here?
Well, I was going to ask if there was someone sitting next to him and next to him. Yeah.
In the second bar. But remember, in the first one, he just chose the end seat, which was going to then have another open seat on the right for me and then the rest of the bar. So that was
which
fine.
Which makes sense
that
for
makes
me.
Sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. But then we got to the second bar and there was like a guy and then it was like two and then it was like three seats. So he could have easily picked the middle seat and had no one to sit next to. But he like went for the middle seat and then obviously diverted to the left seat, which was next to somebody. And it made me realize.
So the reason I didn't pick the middle seat, and Belly can appreciate this, is because we were right going into the service bar area. And so I was trying to stay out of the service bar.
Stay out of the service bar area.
Yeah.
Stay
as far away. What does that mean?
If you see them building drinks somewhere, like if you see the servers coming up to the bar to a certain spot, stay the hell away.
Oh, you mean like where all those middle taps are and like the there's a bunch of rubber? I noticed there's a bunch of rubber things and I was like, why are they here?
That's why.
Yeah. Oh. Stay away from the service bar.
Why?
Because that's space for the servers to come pick up their drinks. If they can't come pick up their drinks and you're in their way.
That's probably why she had no part of me from the beginning and made fun of me for asking to open a tab, because I literally put my elbows on the service bar. Patrick,
oh my God, Valley, we go to this bar. And she's like, hey, and he goes, and he hands out his credit card and says, hi, I'd like to open a tab. And she just makes this look of shock and she's like, do you want to order first? And he was so rookie. It was like the first time he had ever been out in public ever. And she was straight up making fun of him from the jump. It was fucking hilarious. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
is this the smoking hot bartender?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, she was smoking hot.
I told this story already on the air. And we wanted to kind of get your perspective today because everybody was kind of... Well, first of all, do you want to just speak to what it was like to have me ask if we could push the show back an hour?
Yeah, the first thing he says, he's like, I was waiting because I was like, I don't think he realizes like what time we're going to be doing the show. And I don't know if I brought it up first, but I'm like, are we going to do it? He's like, well, I mean, how do you feel about pushing it back an hour? And I was like, oh, my God, you pussy. This is week one. You're already changing the time of the show, which I mean, I saw it coming. I didn't think it would be possible for him to do the show at the normal time. I mean, he's obviously on East Coast time. I get it. We went out the night before.
At 9 o'clock,
which
is midnight. 9 o'clock is midnight to me. And like he's like, yeah, we'll go out at 9. And like they didn't even show up until what, 10:30?
Yeah. And these girls are like coming from work.
They're coming from work. It's 1:30 in the morning to me as we're starting. And you know what's funny? As I lasted so much longer than Potts. His alcohol tolerance, Belly, it's sad these days.
Yeah, I was slamming drinks and I was tired. I mean, dude, I don't stay up late, really. I mean, except when I'm working.
Yeah, except when you're working.
What would you think Potts' tolerance before he starts getting to the point where he's gonna have that look that he's gonna go soon? How many drinks?
I mean, I had a nice amount of drinks, a-hole.
Three and a half.
Three and a half? Okay. I'll say in 2 hours if he has four.
What's it per hour?
I'd give it four. Two per hour for 2 hours, he's done.
No, okay. I had two shots before I even got in the lift. I had
shots. You pregame
I told
pregame?
You I had two shots at home. And then I had two shots at the first bar and two drinks. And then I don't remember what we had at the second bar.
Okay, timeout. I didn't know.
You forgot that there was two other bars and or
Belly,
one
I didn't
bar
know he
pre-game.
Pregame the pregame. If you pregame the pregame, no, then you drank. You went at it hard and fast too, because you're right. He was ordering shots and vodka sodas.
I sucked drinks down.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But we did go out a second time. Went to a museum. Oh boy. So I just figured I'd
not
get
you
the,
and not you and Potts.
No, that was the only night I saw Potts all week.
Let's be clear. You did not go to a museum.
Can I tell you how quickly he sold? He was like, later, loser. He's like, so did he tell you the part? Because so first off, the live stream or the chat, the social media lounge is awesome because I couldn't be on the show Wednesday. I did get in early for work. But as I was getting ready for work, I remembered I could listen to the show. And so I turned on the live stream and Raven was in bed and she was completely like zoned hearing the show. I mean, she was totally involved. She was like yelling at my phone, laughing.
Now Raven is his baby mama, his girlfriend. And we're very, I mean, we adore her, but she's the one who set up this date in the first place. And just so you guys know, in case the date is listening, I'm not going to kiss and tell. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll keep it general. I will give you funny stories, but I'm not going to kiss and tell.
So she starts yelling at the phone when he says that you said, look, do you guys want to continue dating? And she was like, what the hell is he talking about? I didn't say that. But that goes into what you guys were saying about how it was really loud and it was hard to hear. So that was a perfect example of that. So then, of course, I have to get in social media lounge and like correct him so she doesn't freak. And then, you know, so I'm listening to it and the stories were funny, but I don't know if you heard, if you told the part where like literally in the bar before we went to meet the girls, he was doing like I made him do like a fashion show. And I was like, ask the hot bartender, I'm like, can you tell me what you think of his outfit? Because he looked good. He looked, but I couldn't,
I appreciate you saying him. He was looking good because apparently the rest of the bar from this, what it sounds
disagreed.
Like,
no,
wanted to throw him out and put out a new one.
So what happened was because I was pre-gaming the pre-game, I started to get a little bit of a buzz. And then before we went to meet the girls, I said, dude, where did you get that shirt? Like, it looks like it came right out of the bag. And he's like, well, I mean, it did come out of the bag, but I ironed it. And I was just like, oh my God. And he's wearing this button down shirt, which, like, for me, like, I'll wear one, but it has to be, like, fitted, you know? Like, it has to be a, otherwise it just looks really boxy. And he's wearing a white undershirt under it. And I'm like, dude, we're in Southern California. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And so I go, stand up. And the bartender is looking at him. And then the people that are sitting in the bar, they're like, then they get involved. So now it's a group effort to get Luch up to par before this date. And so, and they actually did a good job. So they pinch roll his jeans because he's wearing these really nice brown shoes. He's wearing these really nice jeans. I mean, half of his outfit was fine.
You got out of the lift and your comment was, damn, you look good. I'm underdressed.
Well, allow me to retort.
I would say that we got a little bit of this information last show when Luch told us that he was wearing a white T-shirt underneath with not a V T-shirt.
Right.
And not only did that T-shirt not come home with him that night, winky face.
It ended up in the trash can. So we already did this whole thing.
What should I do? I go in the bathroom and throw it away.
But as soon as he told us that story, as soon as he told us that he was wearing a white T-shirt, we all right away just basically were like, what? No.
Nobody agreed with the white undershirt, which that's fine. You know, you guys aren't used to my style. Okay. It's funny because we did go out a second time and man, it was cool. We went to a museum. We saw like a whole bunch of things that I never would have seen on my own. Like I would never choose to go to a museum. But she did say to me, just to wrap up this point, she did say to me, because I asked her the second date, I said, hey, what are we thinking about these jeans? Give me the honest. Do you like these cuffs? Do you actually like them cuffed up like this? And she's like, yeah, I love a California cuff. Like she was. So, okay, that makes sense. But she did say, except those aren't the right jeans to do them with. Like those
really?
Need to be.
Oh, I thought it looks good.
Those need to be tailored. They're too long. They're clearly too long. Like these jeans are not my size. I'm doing the best because this company sponsors us. They gave us a free pair of jeans to wear and to review. And they're just too long for me.
Well, so he decides those are the jeans he's going to bring to a vacation trip.
They're the best looking jeans I have.
I think they looked. I thought they did look
good. I'm sure they look good.
Belly, my jeans that I wear are not acceptable in Los Angeles. They're very baggy. They're very baggy. Brax, that's not going to work.
Oh, that's not going to work.
You
got to
get off the bag train. This is not 1992 anymore.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Like, you pull out, you still have JNCO jeans too, is what you're about to tell me?
My corduroys with the yellows lining, you know?
Well, dude, I had to tell him not to wear shorts on the second date. I'm like, dude, don't wear shorts. Yeah. That's too casual. Yeah, like, what are you doing? You know, we went through what his outfit was going to be.
Wait a minute.
What kind of shorts?
Wait a minute. Let's just back that up. Belly, you're going on a second date. You're going to walk around DTLA, which as I found out
as long
out
as they're
is
not
down-
cargo shorts, it's fine.
That's fine.
No,
right?
Don't tell me you're wearing cargo shorts still.
You're going to go to a museum in shorts like you're going to look like a fucking tourist.
Why do you say museum? It's not like ma'am, M-A-A-M. Can you say that word again? God,
you're not the first one to make fun. I have no idea how else to say it. Museum. How do you say it?
Do it again.
Museum.
What's the matter with you? Belly, give me one.
Museum.
Yeah, it's museum. Can you say Ian? Say Ian, like a guy's name.
I'm not saying it like that.
It's all right. I put an L in my both.
What?
I say both.
You do say both.
I say both.
Yeah, you do. Brax, do you have any weird ones?
I've been called out on that before.
What, like both or tough?
No,
he puts an L like both.
I say both.
Oh, I know a lot of people say milk instead of milk.
Oh, that's a good one. M-E-L-K.
Milk.
Bagel milk. And bagel. I know.
Who says bagel?
Bagel. 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 You've heard that.
Bagel.
Yeah. I sat next to a girl on the plane on the way out. Oh, on the way back also. 4 for 4 from sitting next to a hot chick. Now, she was the wife of a husband who was sitting next to her on the window seat. But that still counts. It's all about, right, Potts? You're saying it's all about comfort of who you're sitting next to.
Right. Like, you're not going to sleep with the chick. You just want to not have some gross pig you're sitting next to.
Yeah.
Or a baby.
But the New Zealand, the girl from New Zealand, or baby, God, no kidding, dude. The girl from New Zealand, I was really working on my New Zealand imitations because everything's very hard E. Everything. It's not everything, it's everything.
That's New Zealand.
Yeah, think about like that. Who's the actor that speaks like that? I think he's in the movie, like that Chappie movie. He's got he's red hair. He's really funny.
All right, no.
No,
I'm not
okay.
Gonna get that.
New Zealand actor. I feel like there's only like one with that accent that you're thinking of. You know who
Dude,
I'm thinking of.
I've heard one person exactly say like everything.
Everything. A pin instead of a pen.
We're all about people's pronunciations today.
Penitzels.
So anyway.
So wait.
Where am I now?
So anyway, I think I was talking to Raven, and I think next time you're in town, let's plan on, we're going to do like, we want to take you shopping and do like an LA makeover.
Yes.
And I mean, that could be cool. And we'll like get you just some key pieces. You just need like a pair of jeans, maybe a decent pair of like nice short going out shorts, and then a couple of accessories like shirts or whatever that you can mix and match and make multiple outfits. That's all.
I would say yes to that, but we could do that as a double date because Lady already asked if she could do that with me.
She did. Oh my god.
She's already dressing him.
Well then, as long as someone's taking care of this.
She said she was so sweet. She was like, No, you look great. I mean, you know, you might have to like adapt to a couple new things that you might not have known. But
tell me, do you still wear cargo shorts?
No. Okay, so just to clarify,
we off the cargo shorts train.
No. I want to stay on those shorts because here's the question: the date that we're planning out in the middle of August, well, end of August, in Los Angeles, it's hot. We're talking about parking somewhere and then walking around downtown all day, going to a museum, hitting a little.
You've got straight shorts.
I wanted to wear just straight khaki shorts with no cargos.
No cargos.
No, I just, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Do you
think
all wear pants out there all the time?
Yeah.
No, it's not necessarily that. It's that they're going to an exhibit. Like, it's, you don't want to look like a freaking tourist.
You're wearing a t-shirt?
I was wearing a t-shirt. Thank you very much. But that's regardless. Right.
So you can wear a button down with a straight short.
I don't know, man. No. I just do not like that look at all. I think it's like...
Oh, Braxton,
no shorts?
No.
Guys, social media,
no shorts? Nothing with
I've never seen you wear anything
symbols.
But shorts, Brax. What the hell
pants.
Are you talking about? In fact,
bro,
most of the things I ever see you wear aren't even made of a material.
I'm not
just
going
shorts.
On a date in Los Angeles with a chick I've never met before. I'm coming to chill with you guys and chop
true.
Down Christmas trees.
That's
and
fair.
Make a radio.
Yeah. Yeah, comfort. I'm wearing basketball shorts right
the
now.
The
too.
Key is to try without look like you're trying. That's all. And like the first night it looked like you might be trying a little bit too hard because you want to keep, again, you're in Southern California. You want to keep it cash, but style, like casual.
But it's funny,
style.
Man, like you guys were, so many people were into what I was wearing. Like the next day, his business partner is asking him what I'm wearing and then vetoing my shorts.
Yeah, we all agree.
So apparently
shorts
are out, folks. Wear shorts.
But if you're walking around, guys, it's hot. I'm wearing a t-shirt. If I'm going jeans now, I'm definitely going with a nice t-shirt because I want to go with like, I want to look chill.
I want to look fairly fit.
Yeah, and casual.
I was just picturing him walking around downtown with shorts and his fucking ramen noodle shirt and like, you know, some hat. And like, I'm just trying to keep this momentum going with.
But
so when did we lose shorts? What happened?
I got jeans on. I wear the jeans. But now aren't you worried about being way too hot, dude? Like stains, all kinds of stuff.
Stop talking about beauty is pain, you fuck. You went to an exhibit. Then you went to a hotel rooftop bar. You're going to be seen. You don't want to be wearing fucking shorts all day. Who cares about being hot? Sack the fuck out.
And you're going to need shorts at night. Or you're going to need pants at night for
fuck
sure.
Yeah, yes, it does. Once it
gets
cold.
And then it went in tonight. So then you don't want to be stuck looking like some fucking douchebag on an all-day date, which you're lucky enough that it lasted that long.
Now, if they were dating
in
Florida, could they wear shorts?
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Because after the first date went well, I got a text from Potts that says, wait a minute, why do we always make fun of you for being terrible with women when you clearly know what you're doing? So where is this new attitude coming from?
And while we were talking, like, I don't know, like the before his date or whatever,
jeez,
like he said something that sounded so devious. I was talking, like we were just kind of like rapping about how it's going to work. And he's like, and I was like, yeah, you know, this is great. He's like, it's all going according to plan. And I was like, what? And I was like, this motherfucker.
Potts,
okay.
To be honest, to peel back the curtain, and let's just pray that she's not listening. Because, wow.
That's amazing.
Okay, here's the truth. I told Potts that I only kissed her on the cheek, and he freaked out and thought that that was going to send a friend zone message. And I was like,
I wasn't trying to give all the details.
He was worried that I didn't make my presence known the right way. And I said, Potts, it's all going according to plan. Just settle down. Just settle down. And then he was like, it was funny because he was like, okay, dude, I was just trying to help out. Like, you could tell he didn't believe me. And then the second date comes and he's like, are you guys still on a date? I was like, yeah, we're hanging out. I told you it was going well. He's like, Jesus. Okay, why are we making fun of you for not knowing what we're doing? And then we get on the air and it's shorts are an asshole. Belly, I still think you can look good in shorts. I saw people walking around in shorts.
Can. I think you can you look can. Good in shorts.
However, if I'm going to be walking around, I don't want to be wearing these heavy ass jeans all cuffed up. We went to this museum and I made a faux pas. First of all, I don't go to museums very often.
I've never been to a museum before.
When's the last time you've been to a museum? A museum.
Oh, no. I mean, it's...
You live next to D.C. How have you not been? There's a million. That's shame on you.
It's been a while for me, but I mean, I've tend to go to a museum here or there from time to time.
Brax, when's the last time you've been to a museum? A museum.
Like last month, I went to Renwick Gallery. They had the Burning Man exhibit. It was sick, and I took a lot of cool photos. Nice. So.
How many in the group thought Brax was going to be the latest museum runner?
It was you. You were just at a museum.
But I was taken. I didn't choose it. Potts, last museum?
I don't even know. Shame on me. But yeah, I haven't even been to like LACMA here, or like the tar pits or anything. So,
well, it was pretty cool. So didn't he just say you guys are next to DC? How have you not been to stuff?
Yeah.
But you haven't been
to the
stuff that's next to you?
You live across the street from LACMA?
I live across and from the tar pits, honestly. Yeah, like literally. Yeah.
So I am a museum noob, if you will. And it's all of these, like, you know, all the walls are white. There's a person in every room making sure that nobody's getting too close to the stuff. And there are some, I'm sure, like, unwritten rules in these museums that I don't really know. But I'm trying to just follow everybody. So I got Brax on that one. So we're just trying to follow everybody's, like, what they're doing, their protocol. Yeah. But I also get, like, tired of standing for a while. So I just walk over to one, and all of the descriptions of each.
What's the exhibit? What was the exhibit?
Well, we went to go see. There was a bunch of them, but we went to go see one that was basically had to do with African Americans and the struggle, and it was actually really neat. It was just like a whole bunch of things put together to show that, but in a colorful way. It was that's how it was
written.
Totally
be into
it was like
that.
Like purple and green and orange, and there was all these like street signs that were obviously taken off the street from like a hair salon that were like, you know, braids under $74. It was just neat. It was kind of cool. But that was like one room of 50. Like there were so many other things, and each little like piece of art has its own little write-up on the wall.
Yeah.
So you want to know what the hell's the story of this? What am I looking at? You go over to the wall and you start reading this little paragraph. And I'm reading through the paragraph, Belly, and I'm just hanging with my hand on the wall.
Oh, no.
Bad news.
Fail.
And she knows art. She's like telling me about different artists and which, like, she knows what she's doing.
A white wall, and you're just like,
You fucking tourist.
Yeah, so God immediately
damn, we can't take you anywhere.
But that's the thing. I'll go anywhere. Like, I'm not a complainer, especially if I'm having fun with who I'm with. I'm having a blast with her. And so I'm enjoying seeing how much she is enjoying this. So like it's rubbing off onto me, except I'm rubbing off onto the wall now. And this other woman comes up to me and she goes, I'm sorry, sir. I know you probably don't know this, but we try to make sure to keep everybody's hands off the wall. You know, the oils from your hands, it kind of makes. Yeah, no, I get it. Just thank you very much. I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. You know,
I've got a lot of oils in these hands. You're right.
Can I translate? Excuse me, you fucking redneck. Could you please get your fucking grubby mitts off the wall?
You obviously
you're probably never going to fuck this girl tonight. So
you've already
get
got
the fuck
no
out.
Chance.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You've already shown yourself as a tourist by what you're wearing today, right. So could you just please exit the museum? You obviously don't go to museums often.
Right. I'm just going to go ahead and take a guess you're not from here, guy. So yeah. Pretty much dealt with that. And then I made another faux pas. I made
two? Would you bring food?
No, I didn't have food.
Smack the shit out of him.
I didn't have
French
food.
French fries while he's fucking white. It's stupid.
Oh, look at that one. Ketchup everywhere.
I can find an interpretation of art in pretty much anything. Okay? Anything. I get it. There are some things in a museum that are not art. I'm sorry.
Oh, tell me you thought the fire extinguisher was like a piece of African American culture.
You sit that would have been better than what I did.
Did
that
you sit on something you weren't supposed to sit on?
Also,
I'm sorry, sir. Could you get up? That's cost $16,000.
Right, right.
You sit on it, you buy it. I can't afford it. So, no, I didn't do that. Do you ever go to a piece of, I mean, the last time you were at one of these, have you ever seen a piece of art that you went, come on.
Sir, I'm sorry. That's from the Underground Railroad. Can you get your fucking ass off of
this
place?
No, not where I'm going, but no.
You're saying you...
Come on.
Don't tell me you out loud criticized art, and then the artist is like, excuse me.
That's it.
Oh my God!
You criticize art, and they were like, that's the exit sign, sir. Why don't you leave?
Potts still does. Oh, that could happen. I don't think Potts understands what we're doing yet. Potts, if you go to an art museum and you look at a blank canvas with a purple dot in the middle, and it's called purple, are you good?
Yeah.
You're good. You're not making the comment.
I'm just not getting anything out of that.
Okay. And I won't say anything there.
You say, oh, interesting.
Oh, nice. I guess they ran out of ink. Okay.
Right.
However.
Oh, right. I would definitely look at it and be like, oh my God, are you serious? That's art right now? Like.
So I walk up to one of them and she's walking around like taking it in, moved by each one of these. And I actually am enjoying it. I'm finding art and I'm seeing some of the ones that are purple dot. That's fine. I can be like, oh, okay. And then I'll read the write-up. And honestly, the write-up is the art to me because you can make that purple dot interesting in the words. I'm impressed. Well done.
Right.
Okay. Right. But when I walk up to a guitar cable, please let me get this out to the end before you break me up. It's a guitar cable plugged into the wall on the top, and then it's hanging, and it's the other end is plugged into the wall. And it's called a sculpture. And I just go, oh, no, that's not art. And she looks at me and she's like, okay, let's do it outside. I was like, what? That's just, and she's like, just not here. And she smiles and like keeps walking. She handled it so well. But I am sorry. If you're taking a goddamn guitar cable and plugging it into the wall and then it's all tangled up clearly in a way that you didn't even do anything. You just plugged the other end into the wall too. And then you're going to call it a sculpture and it's probably worth over $1,000? I've got 50 of those in my bag. That's not art. I don't want to hear it.
But are they plugged into the wall?
Guys, if I take a remote control from a television and I put it on a table and I call it radar, that's not art.
I agree.
That's not art.
That's actually a really good point. I agree.
Like, it's a thing. It's literally an object. They didn't even paint the cable. It's not art. That is an object.
Totally agree.
Okay. I feel bad. I shouldn't have said to let me out because now I feel like you guys don't feel like you can get in. Now I need you guys.
Yeah, so absolutely. It doesn't... that's not art. You're right.
Sorry, am I just a crazy guy screaming?
No, but what... you don't talk shit about the art in the museum.
Yeah, that was the faux pas. She's like, no, not here.
If you make jokes, you make them under your breath.
But she was so cool the way she handled it, though. How long would you last in one of these? Because 2 hours. We did 2 hours.
In a museum? It depends on what kind of stuff we're seeing, but I could last forever in a museum.
Oh, yeah, Billy.
That's a good date.
It's a good date.
It's a good date spot because there's not a lot of talking. Like
the
there's
right
a lot
museum?
Oh, yeah.
Forever. I'll live in a museum.
Brax, what just happened to you? What?
He just
happened?
Can't believe that I would stay in a museum all day.
That's
geeking out over there.
Going. That's not where I was going with it.
Yeah, where were you going?
Where
put
you
that
going?
Microphone up.
Belly literally just said, oh, I could last forever in a museum.
All day.
All day.
Touchdown! That was your first touchdown. That was good timing right there. Yeah. But you know what I also realized before we go to break? Because I realized we haven't done that yet today.
Wow. We have a little... Whatever that is.
That was
a helicopter.
You guys are so hot right now.
I know. Thank you, Felicity. No, what I was going to say is something I completely forgot because I'm totally off my game now. It's 36. We're going to our first break. Holy hell, we're rolling today. We'll finish up and then let's say I want to get in these games.
I want to get in the game.
Let's go to the game. Let's go to the game. So childhood games that you played but not necessarily like Connect Four or Monopoly. I'm not going for board games. Belly has a good story he'll lead us off with next. I'm talking about things you make up with your friends that you can't believe you played and you think about it today. We'll do that all next on Looch Dog in the Morning
at TTR Studios.